Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. Well, today we have the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica. And you say, and what is the Lateran Basilica? What does all this mean? Well, it was given to the church in the year 324. It was a palace, and they renovated it and made it into the Church of the Most Holy Savior. And nearby communities of monks called it the name of St. John, St. John Lateran. And St. John Lateran is what you most often hear. It's the Pope's Basilica. That is where he says Mass, where he prays. And today is the anniversary of the dedication of that basilica. Pope John Paul said this. He said, "The beauty and the harmony of churches destined to render praise to God invite us human beings too, though limited and sinful, to convert ourselves to form a cosmos, a well-ordered construction in close communion with Jesus, who is the true Holy of Holies." That was St. John Paul. So on this anniversary of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica, we look now to the first reading, which comes from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 47, and skips around a bit, verses 1 and 2, then 8 and 9, and then 12. 1, 2, 8, 9, 12. "The angel brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water flowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the facade of the temple was toward the east. The water flowed down from the southern side of the temple, south of the altar. He led me outside by the north gate and around to the outer gate, facing the east, where I saw water trickling from the southern side. He said to me," the angel, that is, "this water flows into the eastern district down upon the Arabah and empties into the sea, the salt waters which it makes fresh. Wherever the river flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish. And wherever this water comes, the sea shall be made fresh. Both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their fruit fail. Every month they shall bear fresh fruit, for they shall be watered by the flood from the sanctuary. Their fruit shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine." Look at that. God gives us all that we need. He doesn't give us all that we want, but he gives us what we need. And if we are poor, I ask today that God would anoint people to give to you what is most needed for yourself and your family, perhaps your children. God wants us to know him and to love him. And those of us who are, in a sense, taken care of, everything is all right, reach out to those less than you, who have less than you. Reach out to them. Care for them. And may the waters of that great body of water, may it flow over them, that it may be their food and that their leaves may be for medicine. Think about that. Apply that to you. That's not something that just happened thousands of years ago. It's happening now. It's a call now to us. Reach out to those in need, please. Psalm 46 says, "The waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. God is our refuge and our strength. He's an ever-present help in distress. Therefore we fear not, though the earth be shaken and mountains plunge into the depths of the sea. There is a stream whose runlets gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. God is in its midst. It shall not be disturbed. God will help it at the break of dawn. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. Come, behold the deeds of the Lord, the astounding things he has wrought on earth. You know, sometimes we say to the Lord, please give me this, but you're not in desperate need. It's just something that you wish for. And it's all right to tell the Lord that. But God's going to look first of all to those most in need. Take a look around you, brothers and sisters. What can you do for another? And the reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians, his first letter, chapter 3, verses 9, to skip around a bit, 9 to 11, and then 16 to 17. Brothers and sisters, you are God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation and another is building upon it. But each one must be careful how he builds upon it, for no one can lay a foundation other than the one that is there, namely Jesus Christ. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for the temple of God, which you are, is holy. Think of that. You are called to be holy. You are, in a sense, a temple of God. God dwells within you. Please value who you are and treat others in the same way. Please. And the gospel today is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers, overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." That's why, as Catholics, we keep silence in the church. We walk in. It is God's home. It's God's place. God has first precedence and sole precedence at that time. He should have precedence all the time. But particularly when we come before him to worship him, remember, this house belongs to God. And go back to the scripture. His disciples recalled the words of scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Do you read God's word at least several times a week, not just on Sunday? Do you ponder God's word? Do you ask, "Lord, am I doing what you want me to do? Do you see sin in me? What do I do to repent?" Oh, brothers and sisters, there are times when we need to really take a long look at ourselves. Many things we may have covered over. We may be doing fine now, but we never confessed our sins when we were younger. Please, please come to the Lord. May sin be cast out of your soul, and may you know the peace and the love and the mercy of God. That's what Jesus wants for us. He's showing us who we need to honor and how we need to honor. He's showing that to us. please take heed of this. You can apply this word to yourself. If you can't, ask your pastor. Ask him to show you. But please, brothers and sisters, let's keep God's house really God's house. I know when we have small children, sometimes we have to talk to them. And God understands that. But we're not supposed to be talking to our neighbor, gossiping. If you want to do that, go outside the church. But when you're inside the church, give to God what belongs to God. Give it not just following a rule, but telling the Lord, Lord, I want you to have first place here. Make my heart more yours. Form me, reform me, shape me, that I may be pleasing to you. That's what God wants from us. We're not perfect. We're going to make lots of mistakes. But brothers and sisters, God wants us to dwell in his house. And he wants us to know what following the commandments really can do for our lives and others. We can give sway to so much swearing and gossiping and never think twice about it. But your body, your soul was given to you by God. It's God's possession. I am God's possession. You are God's possession. And each of us one day will stand before him to render an account. If you've confessed your sin, it's gone. But if not, you want to go to confession when you can. I don't mean you have to storm it every day because we are guilty sometimes every day. But go at least once a month, at the very least. Please, brothers and sisters, let's make our hearts his home. Let's make our bodies, our lives, his home. Please, for the sake of his honor and his glory, and for our own salvation. We just recently canonized a young saint, did we not, from Italy. Look at his life. Look at it online. Look what he believed. Look what he did. Look what he followed. He followed the Savior. And I don't mean that all of us, oh, I would love it if we could all become saints. Well, who knows? But the important thing is that our lives belong to God and that we want with our lives, just as the church, we want to live them for his glory and his honor. And blessed be God for our salvation. I just want to encourage you so much in this area because everything that's going on right now, the COVID virus, all the things that it's upset in our schedules, in our lives, so much has been upset and changed, and we just want it to be over. But it's going to be a while, brothers and sisters. This is the time, and say, Lord, you lead my life. Dwell within me. Doesn't mean you have to ask him every moment, but in the morning or in the evening, ask him, Lord, what do you want me to do for you in the next hours or the next day? What would you have me do? And then listen to him, and he will hear you. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.